Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be sharing with you all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. Let's begin with the vaccine updates first. Amid the rising COVID-19 cases across the world, US-based biotechnology firm Moderna is getting closer to release date on its late-stage trials of the COVID-19 vaccine candidate. Moderna has announced that it has collected enough data for an interim analysis of the late-stage trial of its COVID-19 vaccine, adding that the analysis of the data will help the company in finding out the efficacy of the vaccine. According to the American company, the information is being prepared for submission to the Independent Data Safety Monitoring Board, which is tasked with looking at the results and giving recommendations. However, Moderna is yet to announce the date of the release of the efficacy data of the COVID-19 vaccine candidate. The extremely low temperature required to store the potential Pfizer vaccine for COVID-19 will pose a big challenge for countries like India, as maintaining such a cold chain facility will be very difficult. And that's what AIIMS Director Dr. Randeep Guleria has said. The vaccine needs to be stored at temperatures matching an Antarctic winter, that's -70°C. There are concerns that storage and transportation issues could disallow proper country-wide vaccination programs, even if India is able to secure sufficient doses. Serum Institute of India and the ICMR on Thursday announced the completion of the enrollment process of 1,600 participants in the phase 3 clinical trials for COVID-19 vaccine Covishield in the country. Serum Institute and ICMR are collaborating on the clinical trials of the vaccine in the country. While ICMR has funded the clinical trial site fees, Serum Institute is taking care of other expenses for Covishield. Currently, Serum Institute and ICMR are conducting the phase 2 and 3 clinical trials of the vaccine at 15 different centers across the country. Brazil health regulator Anvisa on Wednesday allowed resumption of late-stage Brazilian clinical trials for China's Sinovac COVID-19 vaccine, which had been suspended due to a study subject's death that was registered in Sao Paulo as a suicide. Brazilian Medical Institute Butantan said in a statement that it would restart trials later on Wednesday. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro, a longtime China critic who has baselessly dismissed the Sinovac vaccine as lacking in credibility, had hailed Monday's suspension as a personal victory. With that, let's move to all the updates from India. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the Indian economy is witnessing a strong recovery after a long and strict COVID-19 enforced lockdown in the country. She outlined various economic indicators which show the presence of a strong pitch for recovery in the economy amid the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. The finance minister also said improvements have been recorded in Composite Purchase Managers Index or PMI, energy consumption, bank credit, GST collections, market capitalization and FDI. The Reserve Bank of India has predicted a strong likelihood of a return to positive growth in Q3 of FY21. That's what Finance Minister said in a press conference today. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on November 12, that's today, has also announced new stimulus measures as part of the Atmanirbhar Bharat 3.0 package. As part of these measures, the Emergency Credit Line Guarantee Scheme was extended until March 21, 2021. The ECLGS has also been earlier extended by 1 month until November 30th. The scheme was launched as part of the first Atmanirbhar Bharat package in May to mitigate the distress caused by COVID-19 pandemic-induced lockdown by providing credit to different sectors, especially the MSMEs. As per the key highlights of the stimulus package, 900 crore rupees R&D grant for COVID-19 vaccine development, which will be given to the Department of Biotechnology. Atmanirbhar Bharat Rozgar Yojana has been announced to incentivize the creation of new employment opportunities during the COVID-19 recovery phase. Also, 65,000 crore rupees fertilizer subsidy will be provided to farmers. Increased supply of fertilizers at subsidized rates will also help 140 million farmers. Well, these were the key highlights of the Atmanirbhar Bharat 3.0 package announced today. Moving on, India saw a single day increase of 47,905 infections, taking the country's COVID-19 caseload to over 86.8 lakh, while the number of people who have recuperated from the disease have surged to over 80.6 lakh, and that's as per the Union Health Ministry's data as updated today. The COVID-19 death toll has climbed to over 1.28 lakh with 550 new fatalities. The data updated at 8 a.m. today showed. The number of active cases has remained well below 5 lakh for the second consecutive day. 2 months ago, India looked like a coronavirus disaster zone. Now, the reported infections near 1 lakh a day, deaths were also shooting up, and India seemed ready to surpass US in total recorded cases. However, today, India's situation looks much different. Reported infections, deaths, and the share of people testing positive has all fallen significantly. By contrast, infections in Europe and the US are surging. The Maharashtra government has issued an advisory for all district administrators warning of a possible second wave of COVID-19 infections before March 2021. In the advisory dated November 11, the state government has asked local bodies to prepare for a surge of COVID cases. Several countries in Europe are experiencing a second wave. It is likely that we may face a second wave too in January-February next year. Amidst the COVID-causing coronavirus outbreak and school closures, students taking their class 10 and 12 board examination in 2021 have another reason to worry. Board exams are likely to get postponed by a few weeks in the wake of the extended school lockdowns across the country. The Delhi government on November 12th has decided to ban community Chhat Puja celebrations at ghats in order to contain the spread of COVID-19 pandemic. This comes after the DDMA instructed officials on November 11 to ensure that Chhat Puja was not to be performed at public places, river banks and temples in Delhi due to increasing COVID cases in the capital. A new sero survey showed that around 25% of Delhi's population was at some time infected with COVID-19. As per the findings, at least 1 in 4 people have had antibodies against SARS-CoV-2. As per the survey, 43.5% of those who tested positive for COVID-19 remained seronegative, confirming experts' view that such surveys underestimate the number of people exposed to the virus. With that, let's move on to all the updates from around the world. 11 people who work in downtown Auckland are also being asked to work from home, wherever possible, and that's from tomorrow onwards because of a new case. A new case identified in the community today had called in sick to work after being tested, but went to work wearing a mask after talking to their boss. That's what officials have said. COVID-19 Response Minister Chris Hipkins has said there is still been no direct source of infection identified. Any changes to alert levels will be announced tomorrow. That is what he has said. The next update on the case and any decisions will be taken tomorrow afternoon. Athletes arriving in Tokyo for next year's Olympic Games, postponed from 2020 because of COVID-19, will be exempt from the 14-day isolation period Japan has imposed on anyone arriving from overseas to help stop the virus spreading. Olympic organizers have said on Thursday that details still need to be worked out, but measures for athletes are likely to include COVID-19 testing within 72 hours before arriving in Japan, but they warn decisions on spectators from overseas have yet to be made. Also adding that 14-day quarantine was nearly impossible. Texas on Wednesday became the first state with more than 1 million confirmed COVID cases, and California closed in on that mark as a surge of COVID infections engulfs the country. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo has said that all restaurants, bars, gyms statewide will have to close at 10 p.m. starting Friday, a major retreat in a corner of the U.S. that had seemingly brought the virus largely under control months ago. He also barred private gatherings of more than 10 people. Texas, the second most populous state, has recorded 1.02 million COVID cases and over 19,000 deaths since the outbreak began. California, the most populous state, has logged more than 9,95,000 cases. Spain's death toll has surged over 40,000 on Wednesday, with infections passing the 1.4 million mark, while the rate of new cases continued to grow. With 349 people dying in the past 24 hours, the death toll right now stands at 40,105 in Spain, which has the fourth highest death rate within the European Union after the UK, France and Italy. Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of the podcast. Many thanks for tuning in.